The site of this year's U.S. Open is the Erin Hills Golf Course in suburban Milwaukee. This week, during a practice round, Topeka native Gary Woodland played alongside some of the highest caliber talent in the game. Included in Woodland's threesome was the 2015 U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth. The 23-year-old is single and something of a heartthrob on the circuit. After a brief collegiate career, just one freshman season with the Texas Longhorns, Spieth had an immediate impact on the tour, winning the Open when he was just 21. Gary Woodland, on the other hand, is a late bloomer. He played college basketball for a year at Washburn University before transferring to the University of Kansas on a golf scholarship. He graduated in 2007. Since going full-time on the PGA Tour in 2011, he's done okay, capturing two victories. His most recent win was 4 years ago at the Reno Tahoe Open in Nevada, and his career earnings total almost $16 million. Still, Woodland is not a household name. That could all change if he captured a major title.
I mean, I'll take any of them. I'm not too picky. Obviously, the Masters is special, but this is our nation's Open as well, so putting your name on that trophy would be pretty cool.
He got married last October. Less than a month later, Woodland finished second at a tour stop in Mexico, then added another runner-up finish at the Honda Classic last March in Florida. Woodland was on a roll before golf's first major of the year, the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. But shortly before the Masters, Woodland's season was derailed. He and his wife, Gabby, were expecting twins. Then came the news that they had lost one of them. Woodland still played in the Masters, but missed the cut. Looking back, he knew he wasn't in the right frame of mind.
I was off. I took off six out of 10 days. I think I didn't touch a club leading up to Augusta. That's pretty hard to do, but I'd been playing so well, you think you can overcome anything.
Woodland took last week off to mark a 28-week milestone in Gabby Woodland's pregnancy. He says he feels refreshed.
I definitely feel a little more pep in my step, and hopefully that carries on to the scores.
Another Kansan who's had a pep in his step for some time now is Ron Whitten of Lenexa. A golf course architect, Whitten is the co-designer of the Erin Hills course, which opened in 2006.
We tried to prove Mother Nature is the best golf architect. Every architect says they want a piece of land that, the golf hole's just there, and all you're doing is discovering them. And that's what we try to do. But at the same time, we try to do something that was original.
Whitten writes about architecture for Golf Digest magazine and in the past was a golf course owner. Whitten, who helped design just one other course before Erin Hills, says there's nothing like having a course selected by the U.S. Golf Association for the U.S. Open.
It's the ultimate honor. The USGA has traditionally takes their U.S. Open to tried and true courses. Clubs that have been around for 100 years.
Gary Woodland and Ron Whitten already share more than a golf connection. Both attended Washburn, Whitten as a law school graduate. They don't know each other very well, but Woodland says he appreciates the Kansas touch Whitten brought when he helped design the Erin Hills course.
It's special anytime people from Kansas can, have such a big impact. I mean, this is, obviously one of the biggest stages in golf.
And, like Whitten, Woodland says he'd like to leave his own fingerprints on the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Great swing.
Woodland hits the ball a long way off the tee, but here at the U.S. Open, it's all about precision. If a golfer's drive goes astray, it ends up in the tall weeds. After 10 years on the tour, Woodland sees the U.S. Open as a great opportunity for him to get out of the weeds. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Erin, Wisconsin.